Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our guy Rob Reichel from Forbes.com, Conley Media. Robbie, good hearing from you the day before Thanksgiving. First off, happy holiday to you, my friend.
Yeah, happy holidays to you guys as well. Is Leroy in there today?
Yeah,
he is. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's floating around.
Hey, Leroy, kudos on being in the final 25. Hopefully they get it right this time.
Hopefully they finally do get it right, Rob. And anything but right was how the Green Bay Packers played on Sunday night. I know we had a conversation with you last week about the game and understood how physical it could be. Did you see in any way, shape, or form that being the outcome on Sunday night, the one that we actually ended up seeing?
Not to that level, Bill, you know, and we when we talked last week, I picked the 49ers, and, you know, I certainly thought the defensive line might rule the day, but maybe not quite to that level. Green Bay's performance was stunning, and I don't know, guys, if the gap between these teams is really 29 points. Or not, but I'll tell you this: if they meet again in the postseason, I don't see a whole lot of reasons that Packer Nation should have any confidence the result would be different. I still think San Francisco's two scores better than Green Bay from a talent standpoint, from a physicality, from a coaching, from scheme. Green Bay needed its quarterback to rise up in that game and play like, you know, the highest paid or one of the highest paid guys in football, not play, you know, cowardly level type of football guys like he did. They needed other people to step forward. Matt LaFleur was completely outcoached by Shanahan. And, no, it's top to bottom, Bill. I didn't see that coming. I thought San Francisco would win the game, but certainly not by that margin of victory.
You know, Robbie, you look at the game, and you had some stats out yesterday. I love your article that you had yesterday, and I retweeted it, and I saw some of the numbers that you put out there with and without Devontae Adams, and it is, you know, so noticeable that something happened when Devontae came back, and the touches that Aaron Jones are now very limited. I just don't know what needs to be done there. How can they rectify that, you think?
Yeah, you're right, Gary. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. They were averaging, what, 32.5 points, I think, was the number when in the four games that Adams missed, and they're 14.3, I think, in the three games that he's been back. It's two of their poorest offensive performances in years. Sunday night was arguably the worst performance of Aaron Rodgers' career. I think first and foremost, Gary, you know, the quarterback has eyes for Devontae Adams, googly eyes, and he loves to put the ball into his hands before anything else on offense, instead of taking the open receiver, whether that's Valdez-Scantling, whether that's Kumro, whether that's Lazard, whether that's Williams or Jones. I mean, I think too often things start and end with Adams. I also think, Gary, that teams have adjusted now to Aaron Jones, and they're defending him with corners and safeties, that their guys are just staying true to their particular spots on the field. I mean, there were times the other night where Richard Sherman was matched up with Aaron Jones, and they don't sub that out. You know, they don't go to a linebacker there anymore on Jones. They're going to stay with their number one corner on him. And Green Bay's got to adjust back and find a way to get him the ball. What didn't make a lot of sense in that game, Gary, is that, the checkdowns were all going to Jamal Williams. I think he had eight of them, and Jones had none. And I think that's got to be LaFleur's next line of business with this offense right now is to figure out how to get the ball in Jones's hands in space eight times a game outside of just, you know, running the football. And he's got to run it too, guys, more than 13 times in the game. You saw that. There were a number of plays in that game. He turned nothing into something because they couldn't block up front. But I think that's what LaFleur's got to do next, guys, is get that particular thing solved. I mean, the nice thing for Green Bay, Gary, is the next couple of weeks, the Giants and then the Redskins certainly are going to offer those opportunities.
Talking with Rob Reichel of Forbes.com and Conley Media. writes about the Green Bay Packers, written several books about the Green Bay Packers, knows a lot about this man, Leroy Butler, as well. Rob Reichel on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Rob, how's it? And thanks for the kind words. I appreciate that, Rob. I'm looking at this, the interior line. Corey Linsley had one of his worst games. The whole interior line, now they're going to do some shuffling around. But also on the defensive line, they're not getting the push up the middle. The Smith boys are doing fine. But my question is, before the bye week, now this is after a bye week, they led the league in these explosion plays, these long plays. I was shocked, in a way, to see George Kittle catch a 61-yard touchdown behind both of your safeties. And I was thinking they was going to clean a lot of that stuff up.
Well, I think everybody was thinking that, Leroy. And I mean, everybody wanted to run Dom Capers out of town the last 4 or 5 years that he was coordinating defense. And guys, I mean, if you look at and break it down, the numbers have been just as bad, if not worse, with Mike Pettine. And the explosive plays are the one thing that really jump off the charts that this year's team has been as bad as anybody in football. And I'm with you, Leroy. I thought they'd get some things fixed there over the course of the bye. I mean, San Francisco, again, I mean, let's go through kind of the laundry list of problems they've had on defense, right? They can't stop the run. San Francisco averages 5.1 yards per play. They hit you with a number of big plays. Garoppolo's passer rating that night was 145.8. Just a ridiculously high number, really almost double what Aaron Rodgers was that particular night. They, you know, teams are picking on Kevin King right and left, and they haven't adjusted back to try to clean up some of those matchup issues that they've had. So, Leroy, I don't know. I mean, I wrote this today. Kind of by week 11, by week 12, it's like game 100, let's call it, of a Major League Baseball season. You are who you are. I mean, you.
That's
you
true. That's
a lot
true.
Of this stuff fixed in November and December. You'll have a chance to fix it in free agency in March and the draft in April. But the Packers, kind of by this point in the year, they are who they are. I mean, there aren't a lot of answers on the roster. I'm not sure there's a lot the coaching staff could do to come back and fix a lot of what ails Green Bay at this point in time. They're just going to have to find a way to win with the people they have and I guess do the best they can. But in terms of some of these glaring weaknesses and glaring issues that they have, and they're obvious to the untrained eye out there, Leroy, I mean, we're going to have to wait till the offseason for Gutekunst to come back and try to clean some of that up.
Well, and I think, but they although can help themselves offensively, maybe the quarterback can help them out. I mean, he knows his offensive line is probably banged up a little bit right now with Light over there at right tackle. I don't know what they're going to do, but I still think you've got to be able to now get the football out of their hands if you're going to throw it. I think you've got to go to some sort of – you got to help your offensive lineman out, but I don't know if you can wait all day to throw the football. I mean, that's imperative. And I think the second thing, Robbie, is special teams. I mean, why did we get rid of Trevor Davis when we didn't have a guy to replace him? And that absolutely blows my mind.
Yeah, let's start with the quarterback, Gary. I mean, again, the highest paid player, one of in football, and he's playing like he did the last couple of Mike McCarthy years right now. I thought Aaron Rodgers was – kind of 100% buying into the Matt LaFleur way middle of the season here when he had those outstanding string of football games when Devontae Adams was out. But he's looked like Aaron Rodgers again of 2017 and 2018 in recent weeks, holding the ball far too long, flipping it out of bounds, taking sacks, failing to throw receivers open, not taking a chance. I mean, Leroy, you played with Brett Favre. The one thing I'll say about Brett Favre is you always felt you had a chance in those football games. You're down 28-7. I mean, it really didn't matter. He was going to whip the ball around and try to get you back in the football game. And if he threw six interceptions like he did in that St. Louis game and you lost 42-17, who really cared, right? Brett Favre didn't care about his stats. This quarterback does, and it's one of the – you know, it's kind of one of the black eyes to me on his resume is he cares way too much about his numbers. He wants to retire and say, hey, I had the lowest interception percentage in the history of the league, rather than trying to throw guys open and chuck the ball into traffic and try to rally a team back. So, you know, a lot of times these days when Green Bay's down 17-3 or something like that, the way Rodgers plays, you're in some trouble. He's not going to rally you back a whole lot in games like that. Number two, Gary, on special teams, I mean, they're headed for an all-time legendarily NFL worst punt return yardage. I mean, what are they, minus 11 or minus 9, I think? We're 11 weeks into the season, and they have negative yards on punt returns. I mean, it's absolutely unheard of. So, yes, the Trevor Davis trade has come back and blown up in their face. They're not any better on special teams for the most part than they were the last number of years under Ron Zook. And I think, Gary, more than anything, that comes back to coaching.
Well, when it comes back to coaching, Rob, this is a new head coach who you would imagine wants to put another stamp on his situation. I'm not saying that Mike Pettine is in any form of trouble, but with these big plays, and we're talking about the problems that the team has defensively as well as offensively that were maybe shown a little bit more to the bright lights on Sunday Night Football. Sean Menenga, if this punt return situation doesn't get better, I definitely believe he could be on the hot seat. But could you also see a change in the defensive coordinator be a thing where Matt LaFleur ends up getting his own guy in there at the end of the year?
Sure. I mean, you absolutely could. I think that, you know, Pettine offered a branch of stability, so to speak, when LaFleur came in and didn't know that side of the ball nearly, at least the personnel and where Green Bay was headed on that side of the ball. And Pettine kind of could bridge that gap. But maybe after a year, LaFleur absolutely says, I want to go out and get my own guy, somebody I'm more comfortable with. Because the results don't exactly back up bringing Mike Pettine back for year three at this point in time. The results, I think, top to bottom have been disappointing. There are some things Green Bay has done well, guys. Red zone defenses has been really good. They've taken the ball away this year. But yardage, third downs, there's a lot of things Green Bay has done. The big plays, like we've talked about, there's a lot of stats Green Bay has failed miserably at this year. They haven't been very good in a number of stats for a couple of years here under Pettine. That, again, I'm not saying it's going to happen either, Bill, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me whatsoever if LaFleur decided to go and get his own guy in that spot, come mid-January, whenever the season ends.
Yeah, but don't you think they're void of talent? I mean, if you look at the linebacker, okay, Blake Martinez, but who's beside him? I mean, there's nothing there, and it just feels like Savage, once he got hurt, he's not really the same guy. I mean, I still think that your first-round pick in Gary, you're not getting anything out of him. I mean, I still think, yeah, you probably can hold Pettine feet to the fire here, but there are some players over there that needs to be upgraded.
I don't disagree with you, Gary, but it's the whole chicken and the egg argument, isn't it? Is that on the GM getting the wrong guy, or is that on your coaching staff not developing your guys? I mean, let's go to the point right away of Rashawn Gary, right? I mean, at this point in time, he doesn't look close to the number 12 pick in the draft. Well, you know as well as I do, Gary, Brian Gutekunst isn't going to put that on himself at this juncture, right? If anybody's going to take the fall for it, it's somebody inside the coaching staff. And maybe you have to give a player like that another year or two before you make any real judgments. But what you've seen so far out of Gary certainly doesn't warrant a first-round draft pick. And a lot of that, I mean, we know inside that building, a lot of that's going to come back and the finger-pointing is going to go to the coaching. You're right on Savage. He hasn't been the same player since the ankle. There's not a second inside linebacker. Some people would say Blake Martinez is mediocre. He's A.J. Hawk 2.0 or whatever, right? He's right. Just another average guy that you put in the middle. So, yes, they do have some flaws. The defensive line hasn't been very good. Montrevious Adams hasn't done what they hoped that he would do. Kevin King hasn't done what they hoped he would do. But again, Gary, you know, which side of the argument do you pick there? Is that the GM getting the wrong players, or is that the coaching staff not developing the talent? I mean, we'll kind of find out our answer on that once we hit the offseason.
Rob, final thing for me. This just coming out from Matt Schneidman up where Aaron Rodgers is speaking at his locker right now. He said on the gap between the Packers and the 49ers, quote, "The gap is execution. It's not ability. It's not talent. It's execution." Your take on that quote from the quarterback?
Well, I think there's a gap in talent and personnel. And the way the 49ers play football with that level of physicality and intensity doesn't exactly – Aaron Rodgers needed to step up in a game like that the other night. And guys, I know he's beaten a few teams this year that are 6-5 or one of them. I guess the Vikings are 8-3. But, you know, when's the last time Aaron Rodgers has gone out and beat an absolutely stud high-level football team, a team vying for a conference championship, a big playoff win? I mean, it's been a while, guys, and Green Bay needs him to, you know, he's got to point the finger at himself first and foremost. I didn't like the other night, guys, at his press conference after that route where he blamed a lot of people for the defeat, and he never put any of it on himself. And that's not the sign of a good leader. You guys know that. I think every fan out there knows that. He pointed a lot of fingers. He didn't point a whole lot back to himself. So, but Billy, I think it's much more than execution. I think it's talent. And the other night, it was obviously both of them. And I do think right now there's a pretty significant gap between those two football teams. There might be a gap, guys, between the 49ers and everybody else in football. I mean, they are that good. I think they proved a lot to a number of people the other night.
What would a win against the Giants do for you as a Packer writer and a Packer fan as well, Rob?
Nothing. I mean, this is
no, you're right.
That game, the Washington game, the Lions game, the Bears game, it doesn't mean a whole lot. For Green Bay to be taken seriously, again, guys, inside the conference, even inside the league, you know, maybe to a lot of them personally, they need to go beat a high-level team. And they're going to have some opportunities, guys. They can still get to 13-3 the way the schedule lines up, but they're going to have to go win a big road game in Minnesota. They're going to have to win a playoff game maybe on the road. For this team, I think, to be viewed again as one of the elite in football, guys, they're going to have to step up and beat a team the level of the Saints or the Seahawks or the Vikings away, things like that. So until that happens, guys, I think Green Bay is really just a pretender.
Rob, appreciate it, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk next week, all right?
Thanks, Robbie.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
That's Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, Conley Media, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.